First off, today, as we do every Friday, we get an update on the grains and oilseeds markets with Errol Anderson of ProMarket Communications in Calgary.
Hi, Caitlin. Well, grain markets have been under pressure this week. The biggest declines have been seen in the wheat market. Kansas City wheat futures have crunched about 70 cents per bushel lower through February. And the weakness, Caitlin, appears to stem from the fallout in the Black Sea and European export wheat prices. CWRS bids have been under pressure, and as a result, at home. But there have been also some stars in this market as well. Oat prices have held up very well. Feed oat bids across the prairies continue to range between about $2.50 to $3 per bushel delivered. Those number two CW oats or milling oat bids vary between about $3 to $3.50 per bushel. The tight supply of Western Canadian oats continues to support the bids locally. But with that said, Caitlin, we believe that the current oat bids are an excellent cash market selling opportunity for growers.
What are we seeing when it comes to barley bids?
The barley market remains fairly firm with tight old crop supplies, plus an exceptionally cold February, and this has supported the feed values. Lethbridge area feedlots are now purchasing delivered barley as high as $2.70 a metric ton, and that's about $5.85 per bushel for March movement. April bids begin to cool off to around $2.60 a metric ton or $5.65 per bushel delivered. For August movement, barley is now being contracted between about $2.40 to $2.45 a metric ton or $5.20 to $5.30 per bushel into southern Alberta. For October, November, December movement, Lethbridge area feeders appear bidding in at $2.25 to $2.28 a metric ton, and that's about $4.90 to $4.95 per bushel. So this appears to be the top of our barley market right now. We are sensing a cool down in feed prices as we head toward the end of the crop year and into early 2019-20.
And canola bids are struggling?
They are. They're definitely struggling. May canola has now plunged $15 a metric ton, or 35 cents per bushel lower over the past week. Caitlin, this weakness can be attributed to weakened canola export business and uncertainty surrounding the U.S.-China trade deal. Soybean traders are also becoming uneasy awaiting the grand deal with China, which includes intellectual property rights with the U.S. Should a deal be signed, though, soon, we believe the soybeans could spark back to life, supporting canola values as well. But for now, Caitlin, the path of least resistance for canola heading into late winter remains down. But the green pea market remains red hot. Those number two yellow pea bids have surged as high as $12 per bushel delivered in for that March movement. To us, this is also an excellent pricing opportunity for growers. Yellow pea bids, though, remain quiet and stable around $7 per bushel overall. Yellow pea bids are expected to remain steady right through to the early spring market.
Errol Anderson can be reached at 403-275-5555.